A reading from the first book of the Kings. Elijah the prophet went off to Sidon, and when he reached the city gate, there was a widow gathering sticks. Addressing her, he said, "Please bring a little water in a vessel for me to drink." She was setting off to bring it when he called after her. "Please," he said, "bring me a scrap of bread in your hand." "As the Lord God lives," she replied, "I have no baked bread, but only a handful of meal in a jar and a little oil in a jug. I'm just gathering a stick or two to go and prepare this for myself and my son to eat, and then we shall die." But Elijah said to her, "Do not be afraid. Go and do as you have said. But first, make a little scone of it for me and bring it to me, and then make some for yourself and for your son. For thus the Lord speaks, the God of Israel, jar of meal shall not be spent, jug of oil shall not be emptied, before the day when the Lord sends rain on the face of the earth." The woman went and did as Elijah told her, and they ate the food, she, himself, and her son. The jar of meal was not spent, nor the jug of oil emptied, just as the Lord had foretold through Elijah. The word of the Lord.
From the letter to the Hebrews. It is not as though Christ had entered a man-made sanctuary, which was only modeled on the real one, but it was heaven itself, so that he could appear in the actual presence of God on our behalf. And he does not have to offer himself again and again, like the high priest going into the sanctuary year after year, with the blood that is not his own, or else he would have to suffer over and over again since the world began. Instead of that, he has made his appearance once and for all, now and at the end of the last age, to do away with sin by sacrificing himself. Since men only die once, and after that comes judgment, so Christ too offers himself only once to take the faults of many on himself. And when he appears a second time, it will not be to deal with sin, but to reward with salvation those who are waiting for him. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus sat down opposite the treasury and watched the people putting money into the treasury. And many of the rich put in a great deal. A poor widow came and put two small coins in, the equivalent of a penny. Then he called his disciples and said to them, "I tell you solemnly, this poor widow has put more in than all who have contributed to the treasury. For they have all put in money they had over, but she, from the little she had, has put in everything she possessed, all she had to live on." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I suppose we can tell a lot about a person from the things that they notice or the things that they consider important. People, obviously, if you think of a crowd of people going into the centre of the city in Hull, different people notice different things depending on their interests and the sort of people that they are. You know, it's very easy to imagine somebody saying, "Well, look at that car, what a fantastic car that is," or how that person is dressed, and think, yes, they must have a lot of money to be able to dress like this, or what a fantastic car to be able to drive, I wish I had one like that, that sort of thing. Nothing wrong with that, it's just the way human beings are. And we tend to be impressed by great people, people who are very successful or famous or wealthy. I mean, once I lived in a church overlooking a place in London, Leicester Square, where you had premieres of new films. And there would be hysterical crowds as recognizable stars, usually from America, would go into the cinema because of the premiere of the film. It's obvious, there's nothing wrong with that. We're interested in the rich and famous of this world. If one of these people was making an appearance in the center of Hull, a lot of us would go down, nothing wrong with that. We're interested to see these people. If James Bond appeared, we'd go along and have a look because he's a rich and famous actor who plays a part like that. And the same thing was probably happening in Jerusalem when we have this scene in today's gospel. People were coming and putting very large sums of money into the treasury of the temple. You know, very rich people from the Jewish establishment would go in and give the equivalent of thousands of pounds or hundreds of thousands of pounds even. And people would say, "Look at that, what a remarkable person to be giving such a huge amount to the treasury of the temple. A good thing." So this person would be a rich benefactor. People may even have burst into applause in seeing these great gifts. Our Lord watches all this. He's seated there and he's observing the crowds. And he doesn't notice or see as significant those great gifts. He sees this old woman, certainly a widow, because in that society, without a husband and without children around her, a woman was often destitute and would be relying on the goodwill, the gifts of people. So this old widow goes up to the treasury box and puts in a few small coins. It might amount to a pound, say, today, it might, or 50p. And she puts that in and is not noticed by the crowd, obviously, because she isn't significant in their eyes as a person, and the amount that she is giving doesn't make any difference at all. It's not impressive. But our Lord sees that, and he teaches his disciples, of all these people here today, the greatest person, the greatest act, is that woman and what she did. And he can see the gift that she gave, just as the widow in the first reading gives the little that she has to live on to the prophet. That old woman in front of the Temple of Jerusalem is giving everything that she has. She then have to go and start begging again to get something to eat, probably, for the remainder of that day. So we say we are followers of Jesus Christ, and he is the center of our religion. There are different religions in the world. Christianity is centered from beginning to end on the person of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He is God made man. And he reveals to us what God the Father is like. And in him, if we want to know what God is like and what is important in life, we look to Jesus Christ, his behavior himself, what he did, and what he said. And we can see something about him very important in today's gospel. You know, the church has many teachings which we will recite in a few moments in the creed, very important, the beliefs of the faith. But in addition to that, there are many things about our Lord that are not concretized into a dogma or a doctrine. And his attitude to that old woman on that day in Jerusalem, when people were putting money into the treasury, is one of those things. It tells us about his attitudes and how he sees things, and what he sees as important and what he sees as not important. And we are taught in the New Testament that the first will be last and the last will be first. And that woman who put in those two coins into the treasury probably in heaven is higher than the apostles are in the greater scheme of things, when at the end we get a final reckoning as to what has been going on in the history of the world. She will have a different place from the place that she had in Jewish society at that time. She will be a star, I suppose, or a celebrity, or somebody who is important. So, important teachings, really. What do we think is important? Who do we think is important? And as Christians, as followers of Jesus Christ, we've got to think, well, what does that mean for me and for my attitudes?